Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey D. Zabar is the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, also Home Office Know-How, also Safe at Home. You're starting to get the picture, folks. This is micropreneurial stuff. He's the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year and the Chief Home Officer, and our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be here.
What does D stand for?
D. Your Damien. Douglas.
No.
Delusional. There you go.
You know, this is not a hard question, Jeff. It was just out of curiosity. What does D stand for?
Well, when you heard my third one, you might have caught on that I'm a little slow on those things. Delusional, but no, David.
David. Jeffrey David Zabar. Okay, folks, make a note of that. That's going to be on the test.
That's me, exactly.
Hey, Jeff.
I got to tell you that I remember there was the information that goes out about us in such subtle ways is just amazing. Now, you know, there was a story out today, and I sense a story, a line of conversation coming on here. But there was a story that went out today or this week about, you know, some of the privacy that the big companies, the Googles and the Yahoos and the like, are claiming they're honoring out there.
Right.
But are they really? So, for example, you know, remember David Letterman had a stalker, this woman who was stalking
right,
him forever.
Right.
And
she broke into his house.
Yeah, she would listen to a show and pick up little details. Yeah, it's my son's birthday next week, and she'd write that down.
Right.
And yeah, my father's middle name is Gimmelfarb, and you'd write that down. And, you know, I'm joking about that, but certainly, you know, the little bits of information that we feed out onto the Internet, sort of unbeknownst or live, you know, in person or over the radio or things that we do, we are losing control of that information, and I think we need to make a bigger effort to try and control what we give out.
You are exactly right, Kemosabe, and I'll tell you, I have to really watch that here because of all the radio groupies.
Right. You know what? You never know when they're going to be in encampment.
Which originally is why I got into radio, but now they're just kind of annoying. But anyway, back to reality, Jeff. You're exactly right, and I'll tell you something. And I hate to sound like I'm picking on them, but the younger generation has got a lot to learn about the dangers of not protecting your information and your privacy. They seem to think that it's no big deal. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. They think that they don't seem to think. They think, and I'm not going to cast and paint this big broad brush, but many think that it is no big deal. The photos they put out there. Well, for example, we had an event coming up, and we're building an ad to honor some kids. And one of the kids in the ad, he looks like he's been drinking. I don't think he has, but I said that's not something you want in print anywhere. So you go.
But here's the thing, Jeff. In their world, if one of their own age is hiring him or using him or whatever, it'll be okay with that person. But what they don't realize is people who are older, that troubles them.
They're not going to get it.
I had, and so. You know, when you and I were coming of age with the internet, pretty much. I may have already been a little bit of age, but that's another story. But the thing is that for some reason, I think you probably remember this, when things started getting a little bit intrusive, the internet, and some of the ways the big groups, you know, managed you, when things started getting a little bit intrusive, you and I started feeling that. We had a feeling. It was like a hand on our shoulder or somebody. You felt like somebody was watching you. It was that kind of a feeling. they don't have that perspective. They don't have that frame of reference, do they?
It's like Big Brother. When 1984, the ad for the Macintosh came out, and then, you know, years later, people started talking about Big Brother and started talking about, you know, even cameras in the streets and, and surveillance. And it could seem innocuous. It's not innocuous to those raised who are just a little bit older. I don't know that if you talk to some of these kids, now certainly they're smart ones and well-read ones, but I don't know if you talk to them, if you said, what's Big Brother? I'm an only child. You know, I don't think they're going to necessarily get the connotation there. And the downside of being watched and assisting in the process.
Well, and here's the thing. They're in charge of their own privacy. You and I are in charge. We're a couple of old guys. We're in charge of our own privacy. So we can all say that. But all of us need to be of one voice when it comes to protecting our own personal domain, our own personal sovereignty.
Right.
We all need to feel, we need to be together on that against people who would be intrusive, who would try to know everything there is to know about us and potentially manipulate us. Now, but then we got to balance that, Jeff, with when you go to Amazon says, pops up little pieces of information that, the cookie kind of stuff that tells them what you might be interested in, which you find helpful.
You know, you do, but, you know, it's bothersome that they do. It's not bothersome that you're right. It's helpful, but if you read a little deeper, it can be downright scary.
Yep.
You know, I use Google, and we've spoken about it many times and how effective and powerful it is as a small business application. Everything from, Gmail to contacts to calendar to documents. But you think about what you're giving away in the process.
That's exactly right.
And if they want to farm that.
And they are farming it. I long ago said,
for the effectiveness and power of that application,
right.
There's a great article online.
Now, if they want, I'm sorry, go ahead. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a great article online this week talking about, whether they do evil. And it's not, they're evil.
Which was their beginning, their initial statement, like in the Constitution, Congress shall make no law. In Google's Constitution, it says, do no evil. You know where that article is, by the way, Jeff?
I'll find it, and I'll get it to you, and you can put it out there.
Okay, all right. So search Google Privacy, folks. You might be able to find that quickly. Go to Google.
Google Privacy and do no evil.
Google's privacy behavior. Folks, how about that for irony? Quick break, 20 after, right back. More to come with Jeff Sabar. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.